today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Has anyone ever sent you somewhere, and when you arrived, things were just as they said they would be? Have you ever spoken with someone, and they said to you, "When you get there, Mr. and Mrs. Jones will ask you some questions, and when you arrived, what the person who sent you said was exactly what they said." The exact questions were asked, and the response you gave satisfied them. When events like this happen, it sets the stage for trust. You learn that you can count on their word. Their words begin to carry a lot of weight. Each time this person shares information with you, you can believe it will happen just as he or she said it would. You begin to realize that there is something different about this person. This is someone who can add value to your life. This is someone whom you want to be around. But what if you decided to not act on what was shared with you? Would you experience the results? Would you develop trust in this person? Would the relationship you had with them grow? Jesus' disciples learned they could trust him. They did not start out that way, but as time went on, their relationship with the Messiah grew as a result of them taking action. They were able to make what has been called the triumphal entry. In Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 34, it is written, "When he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he drew near to Bethpage and Bethany, at the mountain called Olivet, that he sent two of his disciples, saying, 'Go into the village opposite you, where you will find a coat tied on which no one has ever sat. Loose it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you loosing it? Thus you shall say to them, because the Lord has need of it.' So when those who were sent went their way and found just as he had said to them, but as they were loosing the coat, the owners of it said to them, 'Why are you loosing the coat?' And they said, 'The Lord has need of him.' Everything happened just as Jesus had said it would. Can you imagine how they felt? Can you imagine how much more they believed him? Relationships grow when you can trust what people say. You and I can read this narrative and also trust what Jesus has to say to us today. These things were written for our example. They are a light for you and I that encourages us to act on the word and trust what Jesus has to say. The disciples' triumphal entry into Jerusalem with Jesus is a picture of how we will enter the kingdom of heaven with our Lord and Savior. But in order to do so, we must act on what he has to say and benefit from the results of the things being said, just as he said they would be. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.